蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
二十世纪美国最著名的布道家格里汉 Billy Graham 是教会历史中传福音给最多听众的弟兄。1955年底，有人估计他总共向2000万人传讲过福音，悔改信主的人数超过了有100万人。而他所招聚的福音聚会，在最后最关键呼召要受尽的时刻时呢，总是会使用 Just as I am， 照我本相这首诗歌来感动人们接受基督。照我本相这首诗歌的第一段歌词就说道：照我本相，无善足称，为你流血替我受惩，并且招我救你得生，救主耶稣，我来我来。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。 Hymns for Hard Times 来到最后一集了，今天我们要和你分享的诗歌很可能呢是为主争取最多灵魂的诗歌 Just as I am。 我想这首诗歌它之所以能够引发无数人产生共鸣，就是在于它总能激发人内心最深处的问题：神真的愿意接纳这个一无是处的我吗？我得做到多好才有资格来到神的面前呢？到底要相信到怎样的程度才能够成为一名基督徒呢？在回答这些问题之前，不如就让我们先来听一听 Charles 介绍诗歌 Just as I am 的写词人夏洛特·艾略特，他的生平还有他的生命见证。
Well, I want to share a story with you now. The story about a hymn that I'm sure most of us have sung.The story is told of a poem people were reading in England in the 1830s. It was 6 stanzas long, and had already shown up in other languages. No one knew the writer. In those days, doctors made house calls, and a doctor stopped at the home of an Anglican pastor, Henry Elliot, and his invalid sister, whose name was Charlotte. Her illness was incurable. All he could do to treat her was leave a copy of a short poem that he had just been given.He thought the poem would bring her cheer. The housebound Charlotte began to read the words. A smile came on her face as tears poured from her eyes. So the doctor, who was a Christian, thought in some small way he had ministered to his patient that day as he left to continue visiting the sick in his village. Now here's what the doctor did not know, and Charlotte nor her brother told him.The doctor thought she was reading the poem for the first time, but Charlotte was reading the poem from memory. For you see, she was the unknown author of the poem, written alone while confined to her bedroom several years before. She wrote it to help her brother raise money for a Christian children's school. She had mailed it to a publisher, and in the early days before copyrights, she had never heard anything back.You, of course, will recognize the words set to music, written in the 1800s by a woman who never married and was debilitated most of her adult life. The poem, Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Just as I am, withShed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Travis Cottrell opening Haven today in Just As I Am. Billy Graham heard that hymn at a revival crusade growing up. And Just As I Am is the hymn that he used as a call to faith in Christ for 60 years at his own crusades. Billy told one reporter, "It's a song that was written many years ago, and it has special meaning to all of us because they don't have to go home and rearrange their lives. They can come just as they are, no matter how they're dressed, no matter what language they speak or what their sins are in their background. They come to Christ, and he puts his arms of love around them, forgives them, and changes them." Charlotte Elliott wrote the lyrics for Just As I Am. This is a haven today that we're calling Hymns for Hard Times, and I think this hymn still has great meaning and purpose for us today. You heard about Charlotte Elliott a few minutes ago, but let me share more of her story that I'm taking from Christianity Today. There was a hymn writer, an evangelist from Switzerland in the 1800s who had traveled to England. He tried to always speak a word for his Savior any time he met someone new. So there was a young woman at the same table where he was dining. He said to her he hoped she was a Christian. Charlotte Elliott bristled. She would rather not discuss that question, she said in her proper, well-mannered English that did not include talking religion with a stranger. The evangelist apologized, if he had given offense. For Charlotte, that Swiss evangelist's words were a turning point. She couldn't get his question out of her mind. 3 weeks went by, and she saw the evangelist again and told him that ever since he had spoken to her, she had been trying to find Jesus as her Savior. How could she come to him, she wondered. You have nothing of merit to bring to God. You must come just as you are, replied the preacher. And that's what Charlotte did. From the age of 33 until her death, she suffered crippling fatigue. My Heavenly Father knows, and He alone, what it is day after day and hour after hour to fight against bodily feelings of almost overpowering weakness and languor and exhaustion, to resolve, as He enables me to do, not to yield to the slothfulness, the depression, the irritability, such as a body causes me to long to indulge, but to rise every morning determined on taking this for my motto: if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. So, despite her ailment, whatever it was, and she didn't know, and we don't know, she made herself useful. She edited the Religious Remembrancer magazine. In 1835, about 12 years after her conversion, her brother was raising funds for a school for the daughters of clergymen, St. Mary's Hall. Unable to help with the project, Charlotte felt useless. Maybe God had even rejected her. Well, she fell into deep doubt, and as she pondered her situation, she remembered the words of the Swiss evangelist Cesar Millan and decided to write a song for others who were in her situation. The words she wrote became one of the greatest soul-winning songs in the history of hymns, Just As I Am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, and thou biddest me to come to thee. Many stories are told of people whose lives were transformed by her verses. Dora Wordsworth, daughter of William Wordsworth, asked to have the lines read to her again and again on her deathbed. Sir Henry Norman, an official in British-controlled India, was saved through the hymn at a meeting led by Lord Radstock. And as I've mentioned, it was used in Billy Graham's life, and he used it as the invitation hymn in his crusades. What's more, in her own lifetime, Charlotte learned that copies of the poem were being sold, and the money continued to be donated for St. Mary's Hall, the very project she had thought she could not help. So in spite of her illness, Charlotte lived to be 82. She died on September 22, 1871. After her death, more than 1,000 letters were found among her papers, written by people telling her how her hymn had touched their lives.
不难发现，那些影响深远的诗歌背后呢，总有着写词人历经磨练的故事。夏洛特·艾略特在32岁患病之后，就一直与床铺、瘫痪还有虚弱为伴。乐心现在就稍微的总结一下刚才 Charles 的分享。年轻时候的艾略特是一个才气纵横的作家，然而就在他32岁的时候，因为生了一场连医生都说不出病因的怪病，从此之后他就一直瘫痪在床。1822年是艾略特生命改变的一年，这一年呢，也是他患病的第二年。某一天，一位瑞士的布道家马兰来到艾略特的家中做客，马兰就抛出了一个问题，问在场的所有人，你们与神的关系怎么样？艾略特以极其礼貌客气的语气回答说，我们谈什么话题都行， 就是不要和我提信仰。然而不知道怎么回事，马兰牧师的问题始终萦绕在他的脑海当中挥之不去。几天之后，艾略特彻底的崩溃了，他在马兰和家人的面前承认他没有办法原谅神。马兰反而就说道，这样很好啊，你就该把你的怒火、委屈还有一切的情绪都向神发泄出来，因为神要回报你的是爱还有喜乐以及深深的平安。在艾略特发泄完了情绪之后，神的同在果然充满了他，让他觉得卑微羞愧。在主的亮光当中，艾略特终于说道，我承认我的可怜，我也盼望得救，我希望来到耶稣的面前，但我不知道该怎么做才能够成为一名基督徒。马兰回答他说，只要照你本来的样子来到主的面前，主一定会接纳你。在这之后的十多年的一个晚上，艾略特辗转难眠，脑海当中充满了自责还有自怜，他强烈地质疑着自己为什么还活着。第二天呢，就是他哥哥所举办的一次为牧师的女儿募款的盛大活动了，他看到所有的人都从早忙到晚，而他自己却只能瘫在床上目睹这一切的热闹。第二天募款活动开始了，艾略特一个人躺在房间里，突然呢，就想起了多年之前马兰牧师说的 Just as I am， 圣灵的工作就在他的身上开始展开了，他将自己的意志情绪全然的交托给神。艾略特快速地写下了这首诗歌，他心里回荡着一种感动，就是是呀，许多人都可以忙东忙西，但是救主耶稣，我来，我来。这一刻，亲爱的主，我就要来到你的面前来享受你的恩典。1843年，55岁的艾略特出版了《瘫痪者的诗歌集》，在这里面呢，就一共收录了他所写的150首诗歌。在艾略特的生命当中呀，他很多次都想要像正常人一样的起来服侍主，照顾别人的需要，但是他羸弱的身体却总是让他觉得自己一无是处，毫无价值。直到最后他才明白过来了，神量给他的是另外一条虽然很窄却是更美的道路。
Now, how does what happened to her and Charlotte's coming to faith, how does that relate to us today? Well, I couldn't help but think of what my daughter shared with meYesterday on the phone. She's been speaking at a church camp for a few days. 200 kids, troubled kids not raised in the church, kids raised going to church. And it's interesting that some of the kids raised in the church protested to their camp counselor after the first night that my daughter spoke about sin and talked about hell. What does this say to me?As kids not raised in the church listened intently, while the kids raised going to church resisted hearing a message taken from God's word. Maybe we don't talk about sin enough. And hell? Probably not. That place, too, is a reality described in Scripture. If you read the words of Jesus, he called us to repent. He was very clear. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent, he said.And believe in the good news. When Jesus said this in the opening of the Gospel of Mark, it was no quiet whisper. It wasn't even spoken over a polite meal with a Swiss evangelist like Charlotte Elliott. Jesus was booming in voice to everyone who could hear. Jesus not only declares, but compels us to come to him just as we are. And why is that? It's because we are sinners.He tells us to repent and believe. Believe in him and find forgiveness from sin.
主耶稣说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。很可怜也很常见的一种情况呢，就是 人明明知道他自己在神的面前是赤裸敞开的，在污秽的罪恶上是有份的，但是他却还想要隐藏，想要去弥补，想等到自己的行为弄得好一点了之后呢，再来相信耶稣。这样的人就好像是一个患病的人，却是想要等到自己病好了之后再去看医生一样。这种想法实在是很错误的。正像尼托生说的，人如果不能够直认不讳地承认自己是个罪人，那么他就不能够得到医治。什么叫做恩典呢？恩典就是照我本来的样貌，不必改良，就是这样子来到主的面前。主耶稣就是要罪人带着他本来的面目来投靠他。这让乐心想到了马丁路德说的一句话，他说，就让我们在神面前老老实实的做个罪人吧。神的恩典真的能够改变我这个破碎不堪的人吗？主耶稣说，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。神能够在我的生命当中动多大的功，某种程度上就是取决于我是不是愿意毫无保留地把自己交给神。在乐心信主好几年的时间里面呢，神就让我看见了，原来在我的生命当中还有许多地方是我不敢交出主权的。耶稣诚然是我的救主，但是在我生命的各个方面，我真的不敢说在每一个方面上我都让他做我的主。 C.S. 路易斯在《返璞归真》这本书当中有这样的一段话，他说道，请你把自己想象成是一座住宅，上帝进来重修这个住宅。一开始呢，你可能明白他在做什么，他疏通下水道了，他补修一下屋顶的漏洞等等的，你知道这些工作是需要做的，所以并不觉得有什么奇怪，并不觉得有什么惊讶。可是不久之后，他就开始在房子的四处敲击，让房子疼得厉害，而且呢，好像也看不到任何的意义。他到底想要干嘛呢？你原以为他要把你盖成一座漂亮的小屋，可是他真正在做的是建造一座宫殿，而且他打算自己住在里面。施德勒心要承认的就是，至少到目前为止，勒心还是不太能够读得懂他写的书。但是某一天，当我偶然看到了他的这个比喻之后呢，我就一直忍不住会思考基督徒的生命，这个生命到底应该是什么样子的。太多的教导，太多的知识都告诉我们圣经在讲什么，神的旨意是什么，我反而就会觉得基督徒的生命应该是一种打上引号的无所作为的样式。就跟今天我们所听到的诗歌 Just As I Am 所表达的差不多了。成为一个基督徒，我们不需要，实际上我们也不能够有什么了不起的作为来换取基督徒这个称号。正好相反的就是，我们不仅不用在我们的生命当中来填充什么内容来满足基督徒这个听起来很高尚的头衔，反倒是要不断的再一次的倒空我们生命里的所有的东西，倒出去之后呢，为的就是能够腾出空间出来让神来做事。这样的一种描述呢，就有点像是在给我们的生命做减法的味道。可不可以说基督徒的生命就是越多的来减掉我的部分，越多的被圣灵更新，被圣灵改变呢？
A close friend of mine is a teacher of preachers. He's done that at three different seminaries in his lifetime, while also he's served as a pastor. He tells me there are two directions to take to Just As I Am. Charlotte Elliott wrote the poem to Christians, calling them to a life of daily repentance, to a life of knowing they belong to Jesus, and for doubts to not take the way of belief and faith. You don't believe we need to repent daily as Christians? Then read again the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. But then, of course, the poem certainly can and has been used to call people to faith in Christ who know not Christ. So whether you know Christ or have never met Christ, would you join me right now in praying? O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Bill and Gloria Gaither's version from their homecoming 2001 of Just As I Am. Johnny Erickson Tata, would you lead us in prayer right now?
Absolutely. Lord Jesus, you're the God of all encouragement. You don't speak words of despair and hopelessness. You speak words of hope and confidence. And we hold on to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 today, all of my listening friends, because we're weak, we're needy, we're hurting. And yet, you tell us to be strong and courageous. You tell us not to be frightened, not to be dismayed, because Jesus, you are with us wherever we go. Father, for the person who is hurting and feeling despairing of his life circumstances, remind him, remind her that you are with them wherever they go. And may they lean hard on you, relying on your grace. May they sing that beautiful old hymn, I need thee every hour, I need thee. But actually, may they mean every minute. May they rely on you every single minute, Jesus. We need you that desperately. So show yourself up big time in the lives of my friends listening today. And may each friend listening hold fast to the word of God. You tell us constantly to hold fast to your promises. May we do that and thereby experience your peace and your joy. In your wonderful name, we ask all this. Amen.
Amen.
Hymns for Hard Times. 在这个系列里面，每一次我们都会介绍一首非常经典的诗歌。不知道在听完这整个系列之后，哪一首诗歌是你最喜欢的？哪一个诗歌背后的故事是你印象最为深刻的呢？这就是今天节目的全部内容了，非常谢谢你的收听，也非常欢迎你借着短信来和乐心还有 Charles 联系。我们的短信号码是13229966122，记得在短信的开头加上蓝天。明天同一时间我们不见不散，拜拜。